Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
All right, everybody, Joseph Gibson podcasting here live, understanding the times in which we live today, from Greensboro, North Carolina. It's 8 p.m., 8:03 p.m. on the East Coast. A little disorganized here. And then just got some information there about the some individuals there that were freed there from the attempted kidnapping of the governor. Apparently, three people were dismissed. Their charges were dismissed today, I guess. I'm trying to find some news on it, some articles on it. The names of them I do have, Paul Beller, Joseph Morrison, and Pete Musico. Were are free today. Their charges are dismissed. They allegedly were trying to attempt to kidnap the governor. If you all remember correctly, Barry Croft, who used to come on this show quite frequently last year at this time, actually, a friend of mine, I knew him personally. He was also one of the individuals arrested. I had no knowledge that that's what he was attempting to do, was to kidnap the governor. I knew he was kind of very, very vocal in his, if you go back and listen to those shows, or if you were a part of those shows, you'll know he was very, very vocal on a lot of the things that he had to say. And a lot of things were pretty a little, you know, out there, you know, as far as, you know, taking back the country. And, you know, I'm not going to say I support what he was doing or whatnot, and I certainly don't support kidnapping people. But I don't know the whole story of what he was trying to do. We're only given the news reports, so we don't know the full story. But I can tell you firsthand that I, as a friend of Barry, and we used to talk a lot on the telephone late at night, actually, but he never brought that up, that he was going to plan on kidnapping the governor. I know he invited me down to a group meeting down here in South Carolina, I think it was, and he wanted me to come down. There was a barbecue. There was, I think there was about 30 militia guys down there, and, you know, I didn't go. I was going through another problem, of course, a personal problem, so I didn't go. Thankfully, I didn't go. Otherwise, I might have been in jail for the last, you know, you never know. And they would have linked me to it, and then there would have been the end of it, so you never know. So thankfully, I didn't go. Something told me not to go. I mean, I really could have, like, driving 2.5 hours anyway. But, you know, and then I felt bad I didn't go. I called them and I said, hey, I'm sorry I didn't go. And, you know, but and I guess that's where they started beginning their plot. And apparently, I guess there was an FBI guy in there or something so that was watching them. So I don't know. But, you know, we got some news here, articles to report. And we'll try to put together some sort of a podcast here. Hopefully, we'll get some callers in. I haven't been advertising the show. But I've got to start doing that because now we're part of the revenue sharing program here on Blog Talk Radio. I made a whole $2.97 on the last show. Well, that's because, like I said, I'm not advertising it. And like, I have to have set days, and I haven't been doing that. So I'm going to have a set schedule and just have a set time where I do it at a certain time. I think that's what we'll do. Obviously, we're not going to can the show and get rid of it. I tried to a couple times, but then you get out there and you got something you want to talk about. So that's what this is what it's all about. I'd like to get it linked up on Spotify. I can't get it on there for some reason. I don't know how. I just can't. I can't get a lot of the files converted to MP3. That's the only thing Blog Talk will allow me to play for audio clips. So if there's interviews or something like that, if I do an interview, I have to convert it to MP3. So that means if I make a telephone call and I can't download it and put it in my file here and upload it because they only accept MP3 and not MP4s. And MP4 is basically what everything is now for just audio. You know, I don't know why it's just MP3 that Blog Talk Radio accepts. I don't know why. So understanding the times in which we live today, anybody who's got something they want to add here, the phone number is 657-383-0616. I'll try to pull up some news here for you. And then, of course, you know, Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm on the NSM platform, and we always get a bunch of callers on that platform there. People want to call in and talk and whatnot. And I think our show last week there was the numbers were, like, astronomical. We had Dr. Peter Ventura on there, a couple other individuals, and it was just a very, very big show. I didn't realize it happens like that sometimes. So what I'll do is I'll try to play a little something here, a little infomercial, I guess you could say, that I was able to convert to MP3, and we'll play that for you and go for there. It's about 17 minutes long, and it's something new, so we'll play this. And then if you guys got something you want to add or share, then you call in and press the number 1. And thank God the trolls have gone away and they're not coming back. If you ignore them for a little while, maybe that's what you have to do. I don't know. You know, maybe they found out they're not getting their way. I don't know. It took a couple of years, you know, a lot of nonsense, but hopefully they're gone for good and they disappear and go back into the hole where they grew up from. All righty, here we go. Let's play this.
We are being baptized into slavery. We are being initiated into total tyranny. A psychiatric / police state grid where if you're seen yelling at your children, they're taken. Not even a law. Not even real courts set up under the eugenics courts. What courts do you think issued orders to have people sterilized in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s? Over 500,000 women in the U.S., the eugenics courts, you know them as the family courts. You know them as that system where the judge and the CPS, no jury, to protect the children, there's no jury, can't trust the citizens. They say we decide yelling at your children. Now, yelling at your wife. London Telegraph, France to criminalize shouting at your wife. Married couples could be arrested and charged for insulting each other under new law in France banning psychological violence. But if police dogs want to bite old ladies coming out of a shopping mall with bags in their hands and hit crowds with sound cannons, that's okay. The violence intensifies on television, the murder, the tyranny, the corruption, the images, the dehumanization. But then if a child in art class is asked to draw a picture of their parents, they draw a picture of their father who's a police officer with a gun, the child is arrested and put under psychiatric care. That's in the news every week. Again, they put out these messages, and then when people buy into it, oh, you can play video games where you're slaughtering and killing and butchering people, where you run false flag attacks, like the new number one video game on store shelves. That's all okay. You can love Jack Bauer on TV when he tortures someone's child to get answers and stops L.A. from being nuked. You can love the Army's report where they admit they rape children in front of their parents in camps all over the world. That's good. They can body scan your little children and your wife and save their naked images and use the biometric body scan however they want. That's good. But don't you raise your voice. I told you, everything going on in the public schools is what is being rolled out worldwide for adults. More than 15 years ago, the federal government began in grants and studies and training to tell schools to ban. And the insurance companies that gave them insurance said, ban running, ban dodgeball, ban catch, ban tag, ban you're it, ban talking, ban hugging, ban shaking hands, ban everything. Put them on Prozac, put them on Ritalin. But you don't want to put your children in the government training camps. You don't want them to be taught all these bizarre sexual practices at age 7. You don't want them to be questioned about what's in mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet. Do mommy and daddy raise their voice? You don't want them to be shown cartoons that show polar bears and penguins drowning and to come home with little mock ticket books writing you tickets, mock tickets for the offenses of taking a hot bath or leaving the sink water on while you brush your teeth. That's in the news every day, the media praising children all over the U.S., coming home with federally written programs to tattle, and they're training to be the spies. I told you 6 years ago the feds had taken over the Boy Scouts with the Explorer Scouts for training them for gun confiscation and part of AmeriCorps, Secure Corps. Told you that 8 years ago, actually. It was first in the Philadelphia Daily News. How great it was. Then the New York Times shows Explorer Scouts training with guns, and it showed photos, scores of color photos of the dead U.S. veterans who refused to turn their guns in. They put it in the newspaper. It's hellish in your face. They're going for broke. They're dropping the bomb on us right now. They're moving in right now. And then the L.A. Times reports 2 weeks ago, oh, the L.A. Police Department, other departments around the country, they're running with the Pentagon. Public schools will now be Pentagon centers run by the Army and police. And we want the troubled youth, yes, the thugs. That's what the Nazis did and the Soviets and the Maoists did. And it says, oh, the police departments are taking over the Boy Scouts. They no longer will even run it. The police departments will openly run these divisions with children training as literal Hitler Jugend. And so you don't want to put your children in school. Folks, if I knew what I knew now, and of course I wouldn't have been in public school. I went to public school. I went to public school in kindergarten in the first grade in a bad part of Dallas. Then, and I remember them bringing in the fluoride pills we all had to eat. I remember getting a huge headache and throwing up every time they did it, every month. It wasn't placebo. It wasn't psychosomatic. I thought it was candy. I wanted it. I remember getting sick with those red pills, a dose that they admit is incredibly toxic, thousands of times what's in a pitcher of water. And then I remember my parents putting me in a Christian school until the sixth grade, and they put me back in public school. And I got off that school bus, and I walked into that public school, and kids with mustaches in the sixth grade, kids who were 13, 14 years old, who'd flunked 4 or 5 times, began beating me up, and the teachers wouldn't do anything. And sure, it made me tough. And I remember the vicious social behavior and the kids competing for the shoes and clothes they wore and the vicious social engineering. And it's a lot worse now. You know that, hundreds of times worse conservatively. And I remember I didn't use drugs. And I remember in the eighth grade, in the football field house over and over and over and over and over again. It turned out this football player's brother in high school had been caught with drugs. And so they told him, go get us a bunch of people, rat out a bunch of people, and we'll let you off. And they even got his little brother in a separate school to go around and beg everyone to bring him marijuana, to sell him marijuana. And then months later, they had a big bust. And it turned out several kids had gone to their big brothers and said, please, my buddy, the cool kid on the football team. It was the cool kid. See how they know how to prey on everybody? They got the cool, one of the cool kids on the football team, to go around to all the kids that wanted to be cool. And he took him months to get them to bring him small amounts of marijuana. That's your stinking degenerate government. While the Pentagon openly runs the opium out of Afghanistan. Openly ships the cocaine in the 1980s. When I was in school. It's a predator criminal government. Most of them know full well what they are doing. Now, if someone gets caught with an aspirin, they get charged with felonies in schools. If someone doesn't put their Ritalin in a proper container, they get charged with felonies. They push the drugs, illegal and legal, on you, and then when they catch you with them, I see reports every couple days of old ladies pulled over. And the cops in these predatory towns all over the country, New Jersey, Texas, are some of the ones that pop up the most, Michigan, California, with these predatory small towns, models, just microcosms of the towns above them, and the states, and the corruption that runs rampant above them. Like, say, do you have any medication, man? They'll say, I sure do, sonny. And old ladies, like, say, do you have any medication, man? They'll say, I sure do, sonny. And old ladies like to put their little pills, their heart medication, and if any of it's prescription, they don't care. They go to jail, and they take their car and take their money because you had drugs. Doesn't matter if you had a prescription at home. The letter of the law, we're going to throw the book at you, you old lady. They are passing regulations and laws that are completely unconstitutional and preying on everyone. And all over Austin, and I've seen other cities similar, they have these magazines and newspapers called Busted. And they put all the people's mugshots, and everybody buys them. And it's become a gladiatorial sport, an enjoyment to see all the poor people that have been arrested and picked up. And you read in there, all the families arrested because a neighbor saw them spank their child. Your kids are in the backyard, your 10-year-old slugs their 4-year-old brother in the face. You come out and you spank him, the neighbor's looking out their window. They call the police. It's not illegal under the law, but the CPS is above the law. They decide it's abuse, and then that's illegal. It's all color of law, and then your child that very night, your children are in there in the CPS rape rooms. I see reports every day without looking of CPS caught running child porn rings and child rape rings. You see CPS on the news, always big Nelly pedophiles, always sicko women that like little girls, just running everything, doing whatever they want, getting away with everything, raping everyone, enjoying themselves, a huge hell house of torture and pain and misery. Just having their way and just spreading like a cancer, metastasizing all over the body. The country collapsing financially, the GDP shrinking, the joblessness exploding. Everything a lie. 22% real unemployment, unemployment by all the real indexes. The government says 10.2. Everything's a lie. The money's a lie. No silver, no copper in it now. Just like Mexico 20 years ago took all the real metal out of their money. We're just like Mexico now. We're just like North Korea. We're just like Mexico. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. There's no doubt this is a virulent, aggressive, predatory power cult. And all the criminals, all the control freaks, all the pedophiles, all the sickos, all the bullies, all the tyrants, all the power-tripping people, who's a hiring? The local government, the state government, the federal, the international. It's exploding, growing, tripled under Bush, quadrupled in the first year, less than the first year of Obama, the first 8 months. just growing like cancer in every organ, cancer all over your skin, cancer in your brain, and they're just cramming more tumors in as fast as they can, laughing and smiling and giggling and licking their filthy, degenerate, scum-filled, maggot-head lips. And it hit me this morning. It hit me as I was charging down that treadmill jogging. It hit me that I knew this was a cult. I knew the government, the New World Order, was a cult system, but I didn't consciously get it. They don't want you outside of their government training centers where your children are trained to be prisoners. And I want Kurt and Emma, I want you to find those Michigan articles where they did drills, where they didn't tell the kids they were attacked. And they've done them all over the country where they come in and announce, we're going to kill you, we're homeschoolers, and blow up a bus in the parking lot, and everybody starts crying. I interviewed families involved. I want to add that. The famous Minnesota case where we interviewed the lady, where they came into the portable buildings, the SWAT team, and said, we're going to kill you. Went on for an hour. This is, they're setting the precedent to march in unannounced and say, we're going to kill you just to test their drills and to get away with that psychological hardcore abuse. To take you into body scanners and scan you and save your naked image of you and your children and your family and let everybody know they're doing it and they don't care what you do. And letting you know, hey, the banks took $28 trillion the last year. They're going to take even more. And to have the head of the Treasury and the head of the private Federal Reserve get up before Congress, the House and Senate, over and over and over again and say, we're not going to tell you where the money is. We run this country now. We're going to take it, and you're going to like it. And we're going to put you in prison if you don't buy health care that you can't afford. And then if you can't afford it, we're going to say you're destitute and the CPS is going to come take your kids. That's what's going on. It's a cult. They want you in their public schools. They want you in their corporate system. If they can't get you on welfare or get you in the criminal justice system, they've passed a million laws. There's over a million in this country. You know that? All the state laws and the rest of it. Over a million. What is there, 400 and something thousand federal laws and regulations? Ignorance of that's no excuse. They're all color of law and enforceable garbage. And they come in, they say, you're going to put your children in our schools. All over the nation, state courts in California and others are ruling, we own your children. Actually says the state is the guardian, the state runs the children, we allow parents to raise them. And they're waging war and demonizing homeschoolers all over TV, all over the media, implying they're pedophiles, implying they're criminals, implying they're abusers, implying they dumb their kids down, when it's the opposite compared to the rest of the government, the state, and the media. They're the best group out there in every statistic. And how dare a family move to New York, move to that town, how dare a family move there, think they're in a free country, think they can raise their children, they put their mugshots all over television, and then the police come and arrest them. The school didn't send a letter, they came and arrested them. How dare you think you are going to raise your children? How dare you not be our slaves? That's what this is. This is slavery. The federal government in its own documents states that they are going to use the schools to take over the community and the society. And that's where they train your children how to be prisoners, how to thumb scan to get their food. Remember 10 years ago, people got mad at kids at school lunches having a thumbprint. People knew it was Big Brother. Now it's full body scans. Now it's warrantless blood sampling on the sides of the highways nationwide. Now it's troops openly on the streets. And you know what comes next? The arrest. The arrest for your political views. And every few days I see articles where a neighbor sees an old man, it's almost always in his garage, working on guns at his bench before he goes hunting or shooting. And the neighbor gets scared and calls the police. The police go, yeah, he had 11 guns and 2,000 rounds ammo. That's nothing. It's an arsenal. And then I go look up the state law in Vermont or Massachusetts or Texas or California when I see these newscasts. And to my horror, I already knew what I was going to find. There was no law. They're arresting people when there's not even a law. They're predators. They want your guns. They're criminal. They're rogue. They're outrageously filthy. CBS News 6. Parents arrested for failing to register homeschool kids. A Montgomery County couple has been arrested on child endangerment charges for failing to register their children with the school district as they were homeschooled, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Monday. Richard Cressy, 47, and Margie Cressy, 41, both of the town of Glenn, never registered their four children or their homeschooling curriculum with the local school district and the sheriff's office. The superintendent of the Fonda Fulton Central School District confirmed that the four children, ranging in age from 8 to 14, had not been registered with the school district for the last 7 years. The Crassies were issued appearance tickets to appear in the town of Glenn Court at a later date. The case was turned over to the Montgomery County Child District Attorney and Child Protective Services. So they were arrested and then issued with summons. Arrested! And they do this on everything with color of law. There's no law you got to take vaccines. They still arrest you. There's no law you got to register your kids for homeschooling. It's all color of law. They still arrest you. And think of all the other instances they do this. When we come back, I'm going to play this clip and break it down. Notice how the news report is, oh, how did this happen? We're going to investigate. It's so horrible. There were wild humans living off the government cult. Not living in the government cult compound. It's a predatory parasite cult that doesn't want wild humans like wild cows living outside the fences. You, the law-abiding, are the target of the parasites. They are criminals.
All right, everybody. Understanding the times in which we live today. If that doesn't make you understand what the hell's going on, I don't know what will. I mean, I just don't know how else to wake you up and to understand the times in which you live today. You know, and the call board's blank. You know, they just don't want to call in. And, you know, everybody's out there. Everybody's got big plans and big ideas. And, you know, it's 8:30 at night here. And, you know, where is everybody? Where is everybody? You know, because everybody doesn't get a chance to get their own personal agenda across, because we're going to govern ourselves. We're going to file a remonstrance claim. You know, we're going to file paperwork. We're sovereign citizens. And, you know, you stand in authority. Yeah, I stand in authority. Yeah. I got into one argument with this idiot. His name was David on social media here. They were in the Zoom room. And, you know, I'm telling him some things, and, you know, we're having a discussion. And, do you want to learn, he tells me. Learn what? You know, do you want to learn? Just answer the question. You know, so, yeah. So he's telling me all this stuff. The bottom line is, I'm like, what paperwork do I have to file to stop it? What do I have to do? Like, I'm telling you, and you're not listening. No, you're telling me to go into a courtroom and stand there and tell a judge that I'm in charge of this courtroom, and he has no authority over me. Yeah, right. I'm going to get 8 sheriffs surrounding me. They're going to electrocute me, beat the hell out of me, and drag me down a bunch of steps, concrete steps, and throw me in a concrete box, handcuffed, and I'm going to sit there for 8 hours pissing on myself, and then I'm going to get a bologna sandwich, and they're going to say, are you done yet, sir? That's what's going to happen, okay? Okay? And nobody's coming to help me. All right? That's what's going to happen. So all that sovereign lingo, jingo, jingo, bingo, lingo, jingle bells, and, you know, all that law stuff, that's not going to work. They just throw it out. Throw it out. Throw it. They don't have to rule on nothing. Challenge jurisdiction? Done that, been there. Doesn't work. First of all, we did that in North Carolina. The Republic did. Okay? They did this. All right, I should get that up and read that case to you. But, yeah, what they did was they made the guy wait there until like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, because they make you get there at 8:30 sharp, okay? And if you're not there and they call your name, that's it. They're sending the cavalry out to get you, all right? So anyway, you get there at 8:30, they make you wait. And it's the same procedure over and over and over. And they all say the same thing to the same person, basically, okay? And then the cattle gets brought up from the jail. You know, or they'll do it from video which I don't see how they can get away with that. You're supposed to be able to appear before the court, right? You're supposed to appear. How are you appearing through a TV? You know, you can't hear nothing. So anyway, they make you sit there. 5 o'clock comes around, and then finally they get to the case, and I haven't had time to review this. Just come back in 45 days. Yeah, what's the date there? Well, I got golf that week. You come back on this day. And that's the way it's going to be. And they'll drag it out for months. For years. Okay, so you go ahead and file your little silly paperwork in court. because they don't respect your paperwork. You're nothing. The lawyers and all them, they got their little private little club, and they're going to work out their little deals and their fees and their and all that goes to them. Okay? Why do I want to, here they go. The cowards here, here they go. They want to call into Tony Talk. Why? Why do I got to call into Tony Talk? Why? Why are you distracting me? What's so important about Tony Talk? I'm not calling into Tony Talk for what? Have Tony Talk call me, and I'll take only Tony Talk, all right? And I'll see what he wants. I'm not going to call his show because I can't press one from my keypad, all right? So, people in the chat room there, folks, in case you don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, we're talking about the, if you missed that intro there with the Alex Jones special there, that was something. That doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. But you have Tony Talk call, yeah. Call in, first of all, he types in the chat room, call in to Tony Talk, you coward. And, you know, like, ooh, ooh. He called me a coward. What am I going to do? If he really had a problem with me, this person, he'd knock on my front door and, tell me right to my face, not hide behind a keyboard with a fake username. You know? But they're still listening. I just figured I'd throw that little fish hook out there, and they're still listening. So that's all you got to do is, you know, rub around the water a little bit, and the sharks, you know, they start seeing the slime, you know, the filth, and that's what they are, you know, on the bottom of the ocean floor, you know, the sludge. That's what, and they start, you know, and the slugs start coming up, and that's what these people are, you know, and they start moving around, you know. So that's what they are. Good. He left the chat room there. Good. I insulted him enough to get out of there. All right. Let's see. Let's go to our next article here. All right. Here. Okay. The globalist planned bioweapon isn't a weapon of mass destruction that would immediately alert the military. All right. It isn't massive blanket of anthrax across the U.S. population. It is exactly where you would least expect it. The COVID pandemic wiped out thousands of senior citizens and obese people with compromised immune systems. Now, I'm going to tell you a private story here. There was a guy that I used to work for years ago. His name was Paul. He lived over here in Summerfield, North Carolina. Rich guy. He was a deep-sea fisherman, owned a fleet of boats down there. Rich guy, of course, you know. To do an oil change in his Porsche or the car that he had, it was like $362 just to do the oil change, you know. So, I mean, it was just insane. But anyway, the guy had money, and he hired me years ago to do work for him. Well, he's 86 years old this year, and he was in pretty good shape, this guy. And, you know, but he was older, you know, bad hip and everything. COVID vaccination, dead. 3 days later, dead. And I was telling some people here about the guy that I go to the gym with that's in really good shape, works out. I mean, this guy's, I think he's 81 or 80. I know he's 80-something, but he's in his low 80s. I know that. I think he turned 80 or 81. That's how I started talking to him. It was last summer. And I've seen him all the time when I go to the gym. And this guy can bench press just about what I'm benching. I mean, this guy's strong. I mean, and he looks good, too. His skin, I mean, well, real good. If he didn't have a gray goatee, I swear he was like 49 years old or something, you know? And, I mean, he was in very good shape. Looks real good. And I said, what's your secret? He says, working out, lifting weights. He said, stretching the muscles. You know, you just can't walk and think that's going to, you know, be active and you think that's going to keep you healthy. No, it doesn't work that way. You've got to work, you got to burn those muscles. You got to keep those muscles have memory, you know? And then, you know, you got to also eat right, you know, keep your bones density and whatnot. And then you got to keep your brain, thinking. And you got to work. You just can't sit around doing nothing. Most people, when they go into retirement, they sit around and do nothing. Well, they go get old and brittle. And then they're out running around and their bones are brittle and they fall, bang, broken hip. And that's the end of it. You know, that's the end of it. It's all downhill from there. You know, but anyway, this guy, 81 years old, you know, he used to work out. I just seen him last week. Just seen him last week at the gym, you know. And what was he yakking about with the young girls? The COVID vaccination, how he took the vaccination, and his arm was sore, and he's a do-gooder. The guy was a nice guy, but he was a do-gooder, you know, always cooperating, you know, and always doing what the government tells him to do. And, you know, it was a good thing, and he always wore his mask and at the gym, you know, make sure, you know, because, you know, if your mouth was meant to be covered up, you know, it's stupid. It's unhealthy to be covering your mouth like that, especially when you're working out. But he was bragging about it. Well, guess what? Went to the gym today. Couldn't go yesterday because I had to take care of medically. But I went today, and I was seeing a guy there. And he goes, "Hey, you know what happened to John?" I said, "No, what happened?" He goes, "He passed away." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "They don't know. Heart failure or something." That's what he said. I said, "I know why. The COVID vaccination. Dropping like flies. COVID vaccination." And he goes, "You know what? Now that I think about it, yeah, I saw him a couple days ago, and he said he wasn't feeling good, and he was complaining that his arm was stiff." Yeah. Yeah. COVID vaccination. Dead. If you are above the age of 60 years old and you take that vaccination, you are a complete jackass. I, in my opinion, would not take that vaccination. In my opinion. I can't tell you what to do. I can't mobilize people in herds and tell them not to take it. Otherwise, they'll flashbang my house and I'll be dragged off in handcuffs. So I can't do any of that. All I could do is tell you my opinion. And that's not against the law yet. But it will be soon. Because you people have allowed it. Because you people are making it happen. Because you pastors out there. Because you churches out there. Chasing around the Easter Bunny this Sunday. Okay? You made it happen. No such thing as Easter, by the way. No such thing. Has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Nothing. Except the TV that told you the stories. Okay? Jesus actually was put on the cross and died about 6 to 9 p.m., and he rose on Saturday. An empty tomb on Saturday to start. Not Sunday. Not Sunday. It's a fact. Look it up. Look up Roman records. It's all there. So, but, yeah, this COVID thing. The COVID vaccine is phase two. And I'll take callers here. I'll take callers in 1 second. You're not patient. Too bad. Go away then. The COVID vaccine is phase two of the globalist bioweapon. Remember I went over the five steps of the New World Order's plan around January 1st? Remember that? Did a show on that. And this is phase two. Many have died of all ages and backgrounds from the onslaught of legally protected pharmaceutical companies, unleashing the experimental mRNA vaccine. And under the Biden administration, it may become mandatory. We covered that on the last show. And it will. It will be. You will not be allowed to travel. You will not be allowed to go into the grocery store without your vaccination card, your digital card. Okay? Not going to happen. All right? So, I don't know what this idiot's doing here in my chat room. He's going complete idiot. Ziggy Mom joined the conversation. Yeah, Ziggy Mom. Yeah, all right. All right, go ahead, Connecticut. I'll take your call. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to speak this evening, but you brought up a couple interesting things, which I'll talk about and ask you a question about. First of all, you talked about the sea floor. Actually, the sea floor is quite pristine, considering that it's been billions of years with all the crap floating around in the ocean sinking to the bottom. You go down there, and it's not all mucky, and it's not all filthy. It all disappears in time. I just thought I'd throw that in there. But now we can talk a little bit about the Bible, your pastors, and the churches. And this is where I have to ask questions, because although I believe in God and the Bible, I don't know that much about it. Is it true that God will take all his children when the time comes? Or he may take all his children when the time comes? Or all his creations when the time comes?
No. No, it doesn't say nothing about that. He takes only the people that were believed in Jesus Christ.
Okay, what if you're not
everybody
a people?
Else, everybody else gets left behind, huh?
What if you're not a person or a people? What if you're not one of his creations? Will he take you then?
What do you mean a what's a creation? What, a car, a Cadillac? I mean, what do you mean?
Well, yeah, a car, a Cadillac, a computer. Would he take those? Because he can create
those.
No,
I don't think so. I don't think so. No, that's
okay,
all
well,
man,
let me
man.
Ask you this,
man
then.
Created. No.
Exactly. Well, this is what I'm getting at. Well, man created this vaccine. It's an mRNA. It's turning every person that takes it into a genetically modified organism, which is therefore not created by God. So what I was thinking and what I think is, since you will be turned into something that wasn't created by God, when the time comes, you know where you're going.
Yeah, but you were originally created by God. You were originally, just because you were originally created, you yourself has a soul. That soul is a spirit, is a spirit. So that can't be touched. That's something different. You know, your body, you know, no matter if you chop your arm off or pull your hair out, your body will be resurrected also to heaven, no matter how much man tampers with it and tries to destroy it, or you try to destroy it. The only way you're going to heaven, though, is it says it in the Bible, is that, like Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. And the only way to the Father is through me, and that's it.
Okay, well, that clears up my thinking there on that, because I was thinking that if you were turned into a genetically modified organism, which is what this mRNA does, then therefore you wouldn't be God's creation. But you cleared that up pretty good.
Yeah. You are still God's creation. You're just tampered with, and don't be deceived by you know, or take the mark of the beast. You know, the Bible warns you about that constantly. You know, don't take the mark of the beast. You know. Because then if you do, then you'll be, you know, but if you won't do it if you have a good conscience. Your conscience is God's will, they say. God's will is your conscience. So your conscience tells you know what to do and what not to do, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm not taking it, but like you said, the time's coming where it's going to be mandated. I know someone that got their second round yesterday, and today they didn't even get out of bed. They can't breathe.
Wow.
And I'm just hoping that the worst is not going to come and that they can fight it off and everything because they just won't listen. But
yeah, no.
Hope for the best.
Yeah. Well, you can't hope for the best. You got to pray for the best. But the thing, because hope is nothing. But what is it? If this person is knocked out like that and at the age they are, what that person did was they killed themselves. They committed suicide because of their ignorance. You know, because I'm telling you right now, these two people I just described to you is a true story, and one of those guys was in better shape than me. For some reason, it attacks the immune system of people that are older. Because you know, obviously their immune system or their bodies are you know been through a lot more than people that are younger. Because look, it doesn't hurt young people. Why? Because young people are growing. You know, they're still growing. They can fight off things. You know.
Well, that's exactly what it is. It attacks your immune system, so your immune system attacks itself.
Yeah, and you're eating up inside. You know, your lungs collapse.
Well, they did that with AIDS years ago, back in the '60s. You know, and then they gave 125 million doses to Africa, and 95 million people died.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't. You know, it's a. I don't know. Why would you shoot yourself up with a virus? Why would you do that? Why? I don't understand if they tricked you into it, but you know now, you know?
Yeah, well, first is there is no virus in this, what they call a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. I've spoken about the 1905 Jacobson study and the Koch's postulants test before. This is not a vaccine. It's more of a treatment. It's a medical treatment. That's all it is. It is not a legitimate vaccine. It's not authorized by the FDA. It's for emergency use only, and you are not mandated to take it.
Yeah. I don't understand what people don't get about that. I don't understand. I think I'm going to call the San Diego Times or News or something or one of these news outlets and ask them about that. Why are they reporting on this, saying that, you know, that they're going to have to, it's going to be mandatory, when in fact it's not a vaccine. It's not. It hasn't been approved.
You're going to call a journalist. They're going to go on the internet, and the first hit they get is what they're going to report on. I think Alex Jones spelled it out best in his spiel a few minutes ago.
He spelled it out best.
You're going to do it, or you're going to do it.
Yeah, you're going to go to jail, you know. And then you got people out there,
right. Well,
what are you going to do, you know. And then you got the idiots out here, like this guy in the chat room here, Gavin Moorhead, Gavin Moorhead. What kind of name is that? Why would you use that name? You know, and then another one, A12 Iggy Mom, you know? And so, you know,
he should change it to A1 Hole.
Yeah, you know. And, you know, and they fill up my screen with phone numbers, you know? You know?
that's just it. It's like those three. It's like those three people that got dismissed for kidnapping the governor in Michigan. As it turns out, they had an FBI agent implanted it in their little organization there, and the FBI agent is the one that made this kidnapping go forward. Because this is what it's all about. If the government can't get you, they'll infiltrate you and do it themselves, then blame it on you.
Well, that guy's not supposed to do that. That's, you know, that's obviously corruption there. You know, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to force people, you know, and collude, induce people to commit a crime, you know. But that's, you know, there. Yeah, but yeah, people are corrupt. People, you know, that's not right, you know. I mean, first of all, you shouldn't be involved in kidnapping or talking about stuff like that to begin with. As soon as somebody mentions it, you should walk away and be like, nope, you should have sense enough now to know, you know.
Exactly. And whatever happened with this this Connecticut, attorney that was doing that Trump investigation team for 3 years, he was going to come out with a report. That never happened.
Yeah. I don't know. But
don't worry. You just go to court, stand in front of the judge, and tell him you don't belong here, and they have no jurisdiction over you, and they'll let you go.
Yeah.
All you got to do is send me $50, and we'll stand right behind you. This way, when we turn around and run, we'll be in the front.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. These people, I don't know. They come up with these ideas and solutions. I don't know where they get this stuff from. I mean, I can see where they're talking about the law, but they're not obeying the law. I mean, you know, it's obvious. The law, that's why they say lawyers practice. They practice this, you know? I mean, that's self-evident right there. Doctors practice. You know,
the point I was trying to make is most of these things are all a put up deal and a scam purported and perpetuated by your government to get a hold of the people that are doing this.
That's right. Well, I got another Alex Jones clip here. We'll play that. I think it's part of the second half one there. We'll play that for about 10 minutes while I line up a couple of these calls. I want to at least do an hour.
I'll
here
be
tonight.
Listening for the rest of the evening. All right.
Callers call in with breaking huge news that we then ferret out and confirm, and it's always some new horrible violation of rights and freedoms going on covertly and illegally by the federal government at the local level. But nevertheless, we are going to your phone calls. I mean, I'm not here on this radio show trying to find evidence of government corruption. There's so much of it. I'm exhausted mentally, psychologically, spiritually. I don't even want to learn more. I don't even want to know more. I'm like the general public. I'm so deep down this rat hole, this Alice in Wonderland system, that I can't believe it. I can't believe the bold corruption. Now they're saying a new banker bailout, trillions more robbing everything. I mean, And then I see fake revolutions that are controlled by the government. I mean, this thing in Massachusetts is wonderful on the surface. I mean, you've got a Democrat-controlled seat that's never been Republican, and it looks like the Republican's going to win, taking Ted Kennedy's seat, and that shows that the ultra-liberal, brainwashed collectivists in Massachusetts have finally had enough and know that Obama completely betrayed them. And so they're hoping Republicans won't betray them. But the Democrats don't care. They say, we don't care if it destroys our party. We're going to pass government takeover of health care because they're bought and paid for by big banks, and they're going to get multi-million dollar jobs in the private sector as part of their payoffs, and they don't care. They're bank robbers. They don't care if you don't like them. And the Republicans are going to betray you as they take over the House and Senate in the next 2 to 3 years, probably this year. And you watch, just like when the Democrats got in 2006 and the wars expanded, Obama gets in. So we've got to ask ourselves, how do we fix this when both parties, whatever party's out of power, poses as if they're patriots? The Republican Party sounds like Alex Jones. I mean, Dick Armey's talking about world government, world socialism, new world order. Glenn Beck is. But what is Glenn Beck's solution? An excise tax and a sales tax? I drove into work this morning and tuned in to him. I tuned in for 5 minutes, spot-checking different shows. And he was saying, we've got to have new taxes. He had Cramer on from CNBC.
Oh, we need new taxes. Oh, it's so conservative to pay off this debt. It's an illegal debt to foreign banks. We don't need to pay it. When they've got the supposed patriots pushing for new taxes, ladies and gentlemen, do you need me to explain to you that that's why he's Benedict Arnold? I love Napolitano. I'm not going after Beck because he's got the number one TV show on cable news. I would love it if he was a real deal. He's not. He's got a little bit of Napolitano they spice up here and there because he's for real, and then they can get the whole libertarian Ron Paul audience with it. And we need to put pressure on Beck to knock it off. He's got all these conservative zombies out there now chanting, we need tax raise. We need new taxes. No, 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 no! That is not conservative. Every time I tune into the TV show or the radio show, he's calling for taxes. He must be doing this every 5 minutes. I literally watch YouTube clips of him 2 or 3 times a week of select things he does. And a lot of times we have multiple TVs on so people can just monitor. We have 2 TVs in the studio, TV in the coffee room, TVs back in the hallways on different C-SPAN, different news channels. And I'll be in there getting coffee at 10 o'clock at night or something, and they'll be re-airing back, or it'll be 5 o'clock and I'm up here and they got him on. And I'll be sitting there, and it's just every time I see the deception, I see the sucker punch, I see the Benedict Arnold. I mean, and I don't want to be enemies with Beck. It's not good for my radio show. It's not good for the success of what I do, but it is good for the country, and so I'm going to ram him. I'm going to ram him politically, just like you think it was popular to come out day one when they staged 9/11 and document how it was an inside job, lost more than half my stations. You think it was good to attack Obama when he had an 85, 86, 87, depending on the poll approval rating? I rammed him. I rammed him the day he got elected as a traitor. I rammed him as soon as he got in office. You think it was popular to come out day one with the Obama deception and say he was a complete liar and betrayer? Now, 6-8 months later, I'm looking good, aren't I? Because I told the truth. I was right again. And I told you Obama's bad, and I told you George Bush was bad, and I'm telling you, Glenn Beck is bona fide evil. All right, I'm going to shut up. Just a word to the wise is sufficient. He called for the banker bailout. And every time I mention that, I get emails saying I'm a liar. Oh, really? Just go to YouTube and type in Glenn Beck supports bailout, or go to the video clip, Glenn Beck, neocon, not libertarian. It has the clips of him calling Ron Paul a kook, a nut, saying arrest Ron Paul supporters. They've got new clips of him a few months ago doing it. He is a double-talking piece of trash. Look, I hate Chris Matthews. I can't stand him. He makes me sick. He is an absolute piece of trash, a race-baiting person injecting racial division. You know, if you think Obama's a socialist, that's code word for the N-word. You know, really evil stuff. But at least he's evil and out in the open as an American-hating piece of trash. All right, I said I was going to cover Haiti and get to other news and take your calls. It's just, I can't stand phoniness. And I can't stand watching people getting conned. I cannot abide it. Hey, you want to get betrayed, though? Go ahead. Just like you moron Democrats. You are so stupid. Of course Obama was a shill. Of course he was a con man. Of course he betrayed everything he said he'd do. Look at his donors. Look at who he appointed. A year out during the election, he was saying he'd end the war immediately, end wiretapping, end secret arrest, end torture, end all the wars, not hire any lobbyists. And I said on air, I said, if this guy's for real, they will assassinate him. And there were stories about the Secret Service not protecting him in Dallas. And I said, man, this looks bad. But I said, because he's got Rahm Emanuel behind him, because who's the guy that stopped the Democrats from ending the war in 2006, honchoed that, because he's got Axelrod, because of the people around him, because of the fact he's gotten 3 to 5 times, depending on the donor, on average it's 4 times, the Wall Street money McCain's got, I said 98% chance this is a scam. And then we knew it was a scam 4 months before he got elected in November of 2008, because he immediately said, I never said we were going to get out of Iraq immediately, 16 months. By the time he got elected, it was 20 months. Well, I never said to get rid of the Patriot Act. Well, I never said I wouldn't hire lobbyists. Well, I never said I wouldn't have signing statements. Well, I said, that's it. I've been recording everything he'd been doing. They're building him up as this messianic leader. He does have all these admitted authoritarians in his administration. We declare war on Obama in the info war, and I began making the Obama deception on election night. I'd already quietly told my team 3 months before, he's going to be the president. He's going to betray. We're going to make a film called The Obama Deception on him. And we went into gear, and the media said, how did Alex Jones, only a month and a half after he got in office, already have a film out saying, you know, and that was the line on the George Soros news websites was, Mr. Jones does a hate piece before Obama's even had time to do anything, making up all these lies. You watch that film, it is evergreen. People watch it, and they go, how did this guy make this? When Obama had just been elected, how did he know all this would happen? Because I can read all the white papers of every one of his czars. I know what they think. I stay up till 3-4 in the morning reading what they say. And then I get up here and I've got so much knowledge and information, I can't even dump it all on you. There's too much of it. And guaranteed the Republicans are going to get in and betray you and stage terror attacks and launch new wars. And you know what? I'm not saying vote for the Democrats either. I'm saying, what do we do? This is a scam. It's like I'm at a Don King boxing match, and people are saying, who are you going to bet on, Alex? Who are you going to bet on? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know who Don King has rigged this for. He owns both the fighters. And they're like, but don't you like the boxing match, Alex? Don't you think this guy's got, you know, better punching power and more stamina? It doesn't matter. It's rigged. Don't you people get it? I don't know what we do. But I can't just play along with this phony, baloney narrative. You know, I do know what we do, but it's a wide range of things. We get libertarians and Republicans elected who have the bona fides, who have the facts, who have the pedigree, like Ron Paul, like Deborah Medina, people like that. You run for office, for whether it's dog catcher or the school board or mayor or whatever it is, or the water district. Believe me, there's corruption going on everywhere. One good person in one of those bodies can sabotage the corruption. You just get up and start fighting. Doesn't mean you got all the answers. Doesn't mean you land every punch. But, I mean, just get it going, folks. I'm sure a lot of you have been in a fist fight with some bully. I mean, you don't sit there and calculate it all. You stomp somebody. Just start stomping. Open up a can of resistance. It's like cleaning your garage out. You know, you hadn't cleaned it in 3-4 years. It's full of crud, just jam-packed full of spider webs and garbage and Christmas ornaments and everything else and old clothes. And if you sit there and eat around the edges of it and fiddle-prattle with it, you'll never get it done. You just got to get going. Does it mean you're going to get it all done right? Does it mean you're going to get it all done that day? No. But you just start getting aggressive and taking action. That's what you do. And you get your states, which are on the verge of revolting under the Constitution. It's already happening. You get them to say no to the feds. You discredit the government. You discredit both parties. You expose. I mean, at CPAC every year, they have Newt Gingrich speak. Newt Gingrich is for gun control. Newt Gingrich is for man-made global warming carbon taxes. Newt Gingrich openly calls for world government in multiple books he's written. I mean, why do you support the Republican Party in CPAC when they have people like him speaking at them? Why does Rush Limbaugh say how great Newt Gingrich is? We're going to go to break. And I'm going to come back and get into Haiti and then some other news, and I'm going to go to your calls the full next hour, and then the horrible attacks on the Second Amendment. Big new developments there. They just went ahead and just said, look, we're just banning the gun show, period. No law, no regulation. They just banned it after the show yesterday. They just said, you know what? You're not going to rally the people and stop us, Alex. We're just banning it. No more gun shows in Austin. If you don't like it, we'll SWAT team.
All right. Joseph Gibson here, podcasting live, understanding the times in which we live today. All right. Well, I think that pretty much broke it down there. Now, this guy's been hounding me to call in this Tony talk show, so we'll lighten the mood up a little bit. They start with a little their perversion and their nonsense. I obviously will disconnect the call. So let me see what they want. I'll call them from the show number and see what's going on here.
Blog Talk Radio. There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
I guess they must have wrapped up their show then. I would imagine so. Okay, good. That's all the better. All right. I tried calling, idiot. All right, let's carry on then. I don't know why they would do something silly like that. Probably crank call. All right. Alex Jones there wrapped up a little bit quicker than I thought it would have. Kind of threw me for a loop there. So, let's see here. What do we got? What did I have lined up here? Ah, yes, this COVID thing is what we were talking about. All right, what do we got here? Let's try, we'll go with this news agency here and give them a shot. Hopefully my audio is okay. And, all right, let's give them a shot, see what we got. It's California.
Welcome to the United States Army. As a soldier in the Army, you have several options when you join. No matter...
Didn't want that one. How did I get to you? Oh, that was on my number pad. Oh, missed that one. Oh, that was for the other show I did. Okay, that was the... All right. I got it now. Okay. That was for the other show. I had that when I called the U.S. Army National Guard. That's what had happened. It's on my list of phone numbers here. All right, let's try this one here. Sorry about that, everybody. All right, let's see here. All right. I can't stand this Blog Talk Radio. I wish it would be different for the key, but the studio is about the easiest I got here. So, and Podbean was really convoluted.
Thank you for calling. If you know the extension of the person you want to reach, you may dial it now.
No, I don't.
Thank you for calling. If you know the extension of the person you want to reach, you may dial it now.
What happens if I don't? Surely they must connect me.
Thank you for calling. If you know the extension of the person you want to reach, you may dial it now.
Well, give them one. They must connect you, patch you through, I would imagine. Never heard that one before. All right, well, let's get rid of
Thank
them.
Thank you for calling.
Hang on, let me line up my next one. Yes, they just hang up on you. They don't care. It's a scam. All right, here we go. And, of course, you can't find a pen that works, you know, here in this world today that we live in. Oh, my Lord. You got to love live Internet radio. You got to love it. You got to love it. All right, let's see here. The list of numbers here, I got to start labeling my numbers, I guess. I can see why you have to label everything, because you can't find what you're looking for, and the headsets don't work that they sell you, so I got to use a phone, and now this pen don't work. There we go. I'll break it so this way I don't ever pick it up again. Okay. All right. Well, the COVID vaccination, the pandemic digital card, I wonder how they're going to use this digital card, how they're going to plan to use it as far as, I mean, is it going to be, I know you have a digital timestamp in your driver's license now. You have a microchip in there. It's kind of like a credit card where you have a little chip in there that you have to, that it's scannable too. And the old driver's license have a barcode on it. I have one of those driver's license because when I used to bring my son to school, they and if I ever brought him in late, I'd have to go to the computer and scan my license on their computer. Now, how are they compatible with the DMV data center with that? So all the computers are linked in. So that's very interesting. So they've had this plan now for quite some time to do that. I mean, the school just didn't wake up one morning and say, okay, we're going to start scanning driver's licenses, and it pulls out your name, your picture, everything. So all your – and then they wonder why identity theft is such a problem, because all your information is linked into one data – one system, one computer, you know, for that area. All right, here we go. I got a pen now. All right, for that state or that or what have you, or that computer program. I don't know. I'm not an expert on computers, but it's a little bit. I guess you could say, if you're worried about identity theft, what I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, they say it's the fastest growing crime now for the last 15 years, identity theft. And identity theft, I mean, when they ask you for your telephone number, don't give it to them. I mean, common sense, right? That's what I would do. I mean, I give them hell at the cash register. They come up and say, what's your telephone number? No, you're not getting it. Well, sir, it's our policy, sir. No, it's not going to happen. I'm not giving it to you. Simple as that. You know, and they look at you, you know, crazy. They don't know what to think. And then the people standing behind you are looking at you like you're crazy. And you explain it to them, and they just like, well, you know, they shrug their shoulders in disbelief that someone's challenging this. Someone's standing up to this. How could that be? You know, somebody has to. I mean, somebody has to be awake out there. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that do it too. And, you know, I'll give them a phone number there that I know where somebody could reach me if they have to reach me. But I'm not giving them my personal phone number because the person standing behind me then has my phone number. And I don't want my phone number in their system, in their computer database, or whatever they have you, because they're not secure. Nothing's secure. Anyone can get in through that system, hack into it, and then what happens? What happens then? Are they going to insure my information? You know, so identity theft, folks. Don't give them your personal information. Don't do it. You know, just don't do it. I don't care if it's Uncle, you know, Billy Dukes down the street or whatnot, because he's running the register, or if it's little Betsy there that in college that you knew for that what you watched grow up. Don't give it to him. You know, because you don't know who's around watching and listening. All right, let's call him up here.
Thank you for calling KFMB stations. For CBS 8 and CBS News 8, press 2. If you have a question regarding technical or reception issues, press 3. For AM 760 radio, please contact iHeartMedia at 858-292-2000. For 100.7 San Diego radio, please contact Local Media San Diego at 858-888-7000. Thank you.
They don't patch you through.
Thank you for calling KFMB stations. For CBS 8 and CBS News 8, press 2. If you have a question regarding technical or reception issues, press 3. For AM 760 radio, please contact iHeartMedia at 858-292-2000. For 100.7 San Diego radio, please contact Local Media San Diego at 858-888-7000. Thank you.
Patch me through now.
Thank you for calling KFMB stations. For CBS 8 and CBS News 8, press 2. If you have a question regarding technical
or... I'm not even going to hang up on them. I'm just going to let them keep playing the darn thing over, and I'm just going to put them on hold. How they like it. Let me call the other number. How they like it. They don't care. Nobody's there anyway. We're not going to get anybody tonight. I can see it coming. We're off to a bad start. Bad start. Okay. Come on now, you can get through. You can patch yourself through. Come on now. We got a phone that just rings. They must be very busy out there. All right. Okay. All right. We'll hang up on them. Cancel that one. All right. Okay. Cancel that one. We'll try another one here. All right. Let's see here. Let's try the ones that they gave me, the first recording there that gave me there. Let's try this one. 858. I should have had that lined up. That's what I'll do. I don't know. I have about five people that are tuning in right now simultaneously, and they keep hanging up and then coming back in. I got four numbers doing that. All right, here we go. All right, let's call this one right here. Try this one. All right. Here we go, and I'll line up the next one right after that one. Dialing. Come on now. It's ringing, and you can't hear the ringtone. I must be patched through on the other one. That must be that's what's been going on. All right, let me try this one here. Hello?
888-7000. Thank you.
All right, we'll hang up on that one. That's tying up my phone lines. Hey, folks, you know what? We're talking about the COVID thing and this pandemic, and this is very, you know, these digital cards are going to be forcing people to have. And I want to know why, you know, we're going to ask these some people some questions here. And get to the bottom of this phony pandemic, you know, that they've got going. They got us all believing, you know. You got to ask questions. And there's so much going on right now. I mean, you know, with the gun control and the Alex Jones broke it down for you. We had Alex Jones on here earlier, so he broke it down for you. If you missed that, then he pretty much broke it down.
Hello, you've reached the business office and studios of iHeartMedia San Diego. Our offices are currently closed. Normal business hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. Press 1 for a company directory. Press 2 for sales. Press 8 to report a traffic problem. Press 9 to report a news tip. Thank you for calling iHeartMedia. Hello, you've reached the business office and studios of iHeart.
All right, they just keep going round and 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 round. All right, nope, you're not going to get anybody on that end. And they're out there. I mean, how you reported, you got to press 2, you know, but let me see here. Let me try something else here. I got another angle here at this San Diego area. Because, you know, this is right near the border, and all these, you know, this is serious stuff that's going on right now. And we've got to get to the bottom of this. And if you're not going to get any answers from anybody, then I tell you what, jump ship. I think it's time to find another country to live in. You know, there's got to be a country out there someplace. Is there any countries? Has anyone got any recommendation of a good place to live that you're not under this New World Order grip or control? I've been studying the New World Order for a long time. And let me tell you something. That's one thing I have not studied, is where is a safe place to move to when you know, all hell breaks loose, you know? that's the only thing I really didn't look into. So let's see here. Let's try we're going to keep trying. We got some time here. We got about 40 minutes left, so we'll get a hold of somebody here. All right, let's try this number here. It just pulled up for me. And then what I'll do is I'll line up the other numbers as we go down the line here. All right, here we go. Let's call them. All right.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again?
Why? Did I dial the wrong number? Maybe I did. Let's see. We'll try this one. All right. Maybe I did. Okay. All right. Let's see. Oh, 858. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's try this one. 505 and 5120. All right. Here we go. This is the New World Order. Right here. Boy, that was 858. Hello? 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 guess, no, I guess they just pick up the phone and just leave it there. Did she put me on hold or something? Hello? On you then, okay. Oh, my Lord, what's going on here? Oh, okay. All right, we'll try back this. One more we got here. We'll try this one. This is the last one. Knowing my luck, this will be the one that I had to call. Let's see here, 571. There we go. All right. I want answers. I want answers. I told you about my MP3 problem that I had. All right, I can't download. Otherwise, I would have recorded these earlier. Hello? Hello? What is this? Hello? Hello? Well, something's going on here. All right. I don't even think I got any callers on my call screen right now. My call screen just went blank. But I must have pissed us off somebody here. Okay, let's take a 2 or 3 minute commercial break, and then wait, I got another one here. Let's try this one. I know this one here. Nope. We better not. All right, give me a couple minutes here. Let's get this together, and we're going to get somebody on the phone line here. That's a little bit odd. It's showing no callers on my call studio screen for some reason. I had 25 callers on here, and all of a sudden, bam, it just went blank, except for my number, and that's it. That's odd. Wow. Maybe I got disconnected, and I don't even know it. All right, let's see here. Let's play, this is a good question. This is what we're going to ask here. Here we go. Let's listen to Mr. Maxwell.
I think at one time or another we've all questioned as to whether all that we see and are experiencing in our world has some sort of a rational plan behind it. Because we understand now that both the Republican and the Democratic Party in our country are basically run by the same people. The same money finances both sides. We now know, of course, through the work of many historians who have spent their life working on research to show us that both sides of world conflicts have always been financed by the same people. And as I've said before, there seems to be a method to the madness going on in the world. We know, of course, that we cannot depend on our leaders. Our leaders are misleaders. There is a science that they're following. They have their own agenda, and it doesn't include you. What your government pays for, it gets. If you are paid to do something for the government, they will extract from you exactly what they have paid for. When we understand that, then we look at universities and schools, government-financed institutions of education, and see the kind of students and the kind of education that's being turned out by these government-financed schools. Logic will tell you that if what is being turned out in those schools was not in accord with what the state and the federal government wanted, then it would change it. The bottom line is that the government is getting what they have ordered. They're getting what they have paid for. They do not want your children to be educated. They do not want you to think too much. That is why our country and our world has become so proliferated with entertainments, mass media, game shows, television shows, amusement parks, drugs, alcohol, and every kind of entertainment that keep the human mind entertained, so that you don't get in the way of important people by doing too much thinking. You had better wake up and understand that there are people who are guiding your life and you don't even know it. And all American citizens, I think, have suspected something like this is going on. But we're all too busy trying to stay alive and live our lives. And after all, what can one person do about it? This is the most powerful government the world has ever known. They had the ability to get a hold on Adolf Hitler 50 years ago. He had a standing army, the greatest navy, air force, military, secret underworld organizations operating throughout the world. But this government got a hold on Adolf Hitler because it chose to and it wanted to. And if you do not pay your income taxes, they will find you if you go to the Amazon jungle. And they will make an example of you. They will find you and they will deal with you. And you know it. But for some reason, they're unable to get a handle on drugs and the crime in the streets for some reason.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's true. I mean, it's kind of funny, though, when he says that the Amazon jungle, you can go hide in the Amazon jungle and they'll find you. Yeah, they will. I mean, they got machines that'll tear down all mountains, you know. I mean, they'll look, it's insane, man. I mean, you know, this is heavy stuff here we're talking about. You know, but this pandemic thing with this digital card thing, this is just getting all, you know, it's here. This chip system, you know, this microchip system, this mark, you know, whatever it is, and they're coming, and they're going to make you. This Biden administration is no joke. This Joe Biden, well, you know, it's his name. I mean, he's not in charge of anything. He doesn't know where the hell he is. But you know, and Kamala Harris, she's a joke too. You know, she's everything. You know, just a front woman there, just a puppet. You know, being told what to do. I mean, these guys, they got. I mean, when Trump was in there, they weren't telling him what to do. Let's put it that way. I don't care if you hate Donald Trump. I don't care what your opinion is of him. You know, look, he didn't. You know, he wasn't a king. He wasn't a dictator. And everything he said or he wanted to do, he got conflict from. I mean, he tried to do the health care, repair it in the beginning, and even his own Republican criminals went against him. You know, come on, think about it. You know, and really, how much control did he have? Did the military really, really, really want to obey him? I mean, he didn't want to go. He didn't want to go over there in Syria. He wanted to get out of there, and they were mad at him for that. Because, you know, those military guys, kill, 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 kill. You know, that's what they're trained for. You know, they want to go there and bomb innocent children and women. You know, they don't care. You know, yeah, you know, I play that intro sometimes, you know. I mean, you know, like, well, big and bad, yeah, you know. Let me tell you something. You go against the American people, the U.S. military, stand down. We're not a bunch of malnourished Iraqis, okay? Let me tell you something. UN super patriots, okay? We train for that, okay? Now, don't even try that nonsense. You better not even try it. Don't want to go come around here. Let me tell you something. But I don't know now. I mean, they're soft killing us. I mean, look at this COVID thing. I mean, they got everybody hypnotized. Everybody's running around with a mask across their face. They're driving down the road with a mask on, passing out, crashing into telephone poles because the oxygen's not getting to their brain. You know, it's silly. I mean, look at them. I mean, you walk into a grocery store without a mask on, it's like parting the Red Sea. You know, they go, get out of your way. They're looking at you. Oh, God. Oh, my God. You know, it's crazy. It's insanity. It's nuts. You know, wearing a mask. I don't know one person that's died from the COVID virus, but I know a dozen people that have died from the vaccine. Let me say that again, folks. I don't know one person that has died from COVID. And don't come in here saying, I know to me. Dr. Peter Ventura there, he was talking to me on the phone earlier. I told him the same thing. Oh, yeah, I know people. Yeah, I know people that died from it. Yeah. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't know anybody has died from COVID. They got the flu. That's what they got. And they didn't offer the flu vaccination for the last couple of years. They told you they did last, before last, but they didn't really. There was nothing in it. That's why you just got a bad case of the flu. That's all. COVID thing. I thought it was the flu anyway. How does it survive during the summer months? You know, so you don't know anybody who's died from COVID. Okay, but I know people that have died from the vaccine. I know people. I can sit here and tell you that firsthand. They have died from the vaccine. Guy gets, I told you the story in the beginning of the show tonight, the guy that I knew at the gym. All right? Arm was hurting him. Dead 3 days later. Done. Gone. And he was healthy. You know? Come on. People are dropping like flies out there from this vaccination poisoning. And nobody is talking about it. They're walking around. They're all worried about the NFL draft. You know, because that's what's important. My entertainment. Me, and my Facebook. And my TikTok. That's the new one out there. I tickety-tock or whatever the hell they call it. You know, dancing. Everybody's dancing, shaking their ass and everything. You know, acting stupid. Complete lunacy. Taking pictures of yourself. Look at me. Look at me. Come on. And then you write a comment underneath something or whatever. You know, this is my Facebook page. You can't do that. I'm blocking you. Like they got power. I'm blocking you. Block people. I got social media because there's a podcast. I never block anybody. I don't care. Write whatever the hell you want on there. Put pictures of me upside down. I don't care what you do. Call me whatever name you want. I don't care. Come knock on my front door and see what the hell happens to you. You know? It's nonsense. All this nonsense here at Facebook. It's so shallow, people are, too. They put something up wherever you... Like, and they started a conversation, like a political debate, and you argue with them, and you got the crybaby. And then you got the other people. I'll come get you. I'm going to get you. Yeah, sure you will. You know, keyboard warrior. Trolls. And then this cancel crowd. You know, over in Europe there, these British fags or whatever, they think this cancel crowd is like so, they're going to get you. They're going to get you. You know, they drag, you know, it's pathetic. Pathetic. It's complete pathetic. All right, let me try calling these people up here, getting a hold of them. All right, press 1. Anybody here wants to join into the conversation here tonight after I get a hold of these people? We got about 30 minutes left, and then we'll start wrapping it up. All in all, it's a pretty good podcast here tonight, I think. A couple trolls did try to get in here, but we didn't allow them. So let's see. Let's get this number pulled up here, 758. This is the number of this place. So we should be able to get somebody here with this. We should, from my experience in doing this. All right.
Welcome to KSBWA. I'm Dan Green. Our lobby and switchboard hours are from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you know the extension of the person you'd like to reach, enter it now. If you want to dial by name, press 1 now. If you'd like to reach the newsroom, press 2. For programming, press 3. For sales, press 4. For the editorial line, press 5. If you'd like to leave a message in our general mailbox, press 0.
No, I'll just hang up on you. I got the news. I got their number. I got their main number. I just dialed the wrong one. I just figured just my luck tonight. I dialed the wrong one, but I got their number.
You know what's crazy about all this stuff?
What?
You got these telemarketers that call you. You speak to these computers, and they actually sound like real people. You ask them what day of the week it is, and they'll come back and tell you. But you're calling these multi-billion-dollar companies, and all you can do is press this for that and press that for this, and... Why can't you say what you want?
That's a good point. That's a good point, actually. Why can't you just say what you want, you know? That's a good point, actually. I mean, some do, though. Some of these do, like Spectrum. You could say, like, your credit card number, or you could say your phone number, or say your name, and but they can't. But it doesn't pick it up well. Sorry, I did not get that. You know, you ever hear them do that to you? Sorry, I did not get that. Let's switch to touch tone, you know, the keypad. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't do that stuff over the phone anyway, but there probably is, but it just goes to show you that they should take some cues from all the spammers and all the ones out there trying to rip you off, because evidently they have the technology.
Yeah, that's true. Let me try this newsroom here real quick. This is the newsroom number I had. I just dialed the wrong one. Let's see if we get somebody here.
Action News, how can I help you?
Oh, I got somebody live. That's amazing. That's a news story right there. I got somebody live. Usually you get the voicemails and the directory. But I got a question for you. These digital cards that the Biden administration wants to come out with, have you guys reported on that? Because they're saying that it's going to be mandatory, that we're not going to be able to travel. And I have a question for you. Why are you guys reporting that this is a pandemic? With this COVID-19 and this vaccination, that it hasn't been approved by the FDA yet, that it's going to be mandatory to take it.
I don't know what you're talking about. It is a pandemic.
You don't know what you don't know nothing about the pandemic?
No, we are in a pandemic. I don't know what you mean. The FDA has to approve that we're in a pandemic. We've been in one for about a year.
No, that's
approved
the vaccination. It's not an approved vaccination. This MR thing that they got going on, it's not an approved vaccination. So. Why, you understand the Jacobson Law, right, of 1905, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, I'm not going to go into that. But the thing of it is that they're calling this a pandemic, and it's not really a pandemic, because if you look at the numbers that have actually died and the people that have been infected and the survival rate, that's not really a pandemic. But
I guess we can't talk about that on the line, especially to a news organization. Ask them for proof, and they'll hang up on you.
Thank you for calling the KSBW Action News 8 newsroom. Nobody is available to take your call right now. Please leave your name and your number, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Okay, I get that. But it's not going to cure everything. It's not. And all the churches and all the pastors out there don't have the final cure either. Now, coming up on this phony Easter Pope on a Rope holiday coming up, Easter Sunday, the Easter Bunny, I want to let you know Jesus did not rise on Sunday. And so on Sunday, we're going to have some pastors come on, and they're going to preach about this and talk about the true meaning of Easter. Oh, yes, you're going to love this one. The true meaning of Easter, and it has nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we'll be having some pastors come on here and give us a little theology lesson Sunday, probably 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, understanding the times in which we live today. And we're going to help you understand the times in which we live today. And catch me on Thursday night on the NSM Media Network there, 88.org. There I will be on Blog Talk Radio as a guest host on their platform. I'll be guest. And if anybody missed the beginning of the show, my numbers, I guess, from what everyone's telling me, my numbers there over there, I guess I brought such a large crowd over there to their platform that it's more than, I guess, a lot of others, the most they've seen, I guess. I don't know, but they said they're astronomical, the numbers, so thank you for the people that were tuned in and listened. And remember, they're having a rally April 16th in Phoenix, Arizona. Going to bring a lot of attention to the border. I mean, this could be a spark down there. We don't know. You know, it could be a spark of knowledge and information that maybe people need to start waking up and getting off the fence and doing something about it. And I'm not advocating violence in any type of form, way, shape, or form, way. I'm just telling people that you have to figure out a way to get involved, because sitting on your asses watching the football this fall is not going to do it. Or sitting around watching the college or going to the baseball game. America's pastime is getting involved now. It's no more baseball. Because the time is coming. They're going to start kidnapping you. People are getting kidnapped all the time, left and right. And you could be next. You know, use that scenario. You look to the right, your neighbor gets taken. Ooh, I wonder what he did. You look to the left, your neighbor gets taken. Well, glad that wasn't me. You look across the street, neighbor's gone. Where'd he go? Next thing you know, bam, they're coming to get you. Help! There's nobody around to help you. So guess what? This is exciting times. I mean, I'll tell you what. I'd rather it be my generation than my children's generation fighting for humanity, fighting for the future. You know, I mean, I wouldn't leave the fight to anybody else. I'd rather do it. So those of you out there saying you don't want to get involved and you don't want to do the right thing and you don't want to stand up for what's right and for what's good and stand up against evil and tyranny, then really you're the enemy. You really are. You know, you got to get involved, and you really should contribute somehow, some way. Understanding the times in which we live today, everybody. I'll wrap it up here with Mr. John Adams.
President recognizes Mr. Adams of Massachusetts.
Objects of the most stupendous magnitude. Measures which will affect the lives of millions, born and unborn, are now before us. And we must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them. But we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind. My worthy colleague from Pennsylvania has spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He has given you a grim prognostication of our national future, but where he foresees apocalypse, I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic
and a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution, the most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. I am not without apprehensions, gentlemen. But the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, let me have a country. A free country.
Absolute fact. The goal is world peace. That must be our prime responsibility. We are the leader of the free world whether we want to be or not, and therefore we are the only ones that can preserve the peace. And to do that, we must have strength. Meeting this mission is responsibility for preserving the peace, which I believe is a responsibility peculiar to our country, that we cannot shirk our responsibility as a leader of the free world because we're the only one that can do it.